Hi, everybody. I cannot believe I'm actually doing this and not being in school to teach you. I really wish I could be in school to teach you and not have to record like this. It's very strange sitting at my desk at my house as opposed to in my classroom. But we're going to do our best and try. And I'm going to start by saying good morning to everybody, even though right now it is Monday night at 10:15 p.m., but by the time you get this, it might not be till Wednesday because Bisiaco said I had to have it recorded by 8 p.m. for you to get the email the next day. So I didn't do it by 8 p.m. I'm doing it now. And hopefully, if you don't get it, hear this on Tuesday, it'll be Wednesday. And I hope everyone is doing well and staying healthy. Good morning, Shana. Good morning, Rachel Yehudis. Good morning, Basia Sarah. Good morning, Shira. Good morning, Esti. Good morning, Tehila. Good morning, Nechama. Good morning, Malka Leah. Good morning, Esther. Good morning, Chaya. Good morning, Rachel. Good morning, Esther. Good morning, Sarah. Good morning, Rachi. Good morning, Dahlia. Good morning, Yehudis. Good morning, Shani. And good morning, Rivka. And today, we have a special double period, double classes. So good morning to Miriam, and good morning to Kayla, and good morning to Shira, and good morning to Nava, and to Huva, and to Chayla. And good morning, Eti. Good morning, Rechama, Chana, and Sivi. Good morning, Ora, and Ayelet, and Mary. And good morning, Shoshana, and good morning, Malka. And good morning, Chana Basia, and Meira Bracha, and Miriam, and Yael. And good morning, Nechama. Oh my goodness, this is very strange. But we're going to start and do the best that we can. So if you girls could please have your Navi opened. I know I told you not to bring your Svarim from home. From school, but if you could please get a Shmuel Bays, and if you have your Navi notebook, that would be amazing, and I think it would be helpful. And if you could turn to Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Zion, I'm going to start with Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Zion. And if anyone else is listening to this besides the girl I just said good morning to, you could go away because this is not for you. Just for the wonderful girls in my 8th grade class. Okay, David HaMelech realizes he is in trouble and he is in a situation and he needs to do something about this because he married Bathsheba, took her too early, sent her back home. She informs David that indeed she is pregnant. So David decides it's a good idea to get Uriah back for more and in the hopes, and perhaps he will publicly admit that he's getting divorced, and then David will be able to be free and marry Bathsheba publicly. But Uriah needs to admit this, and he has not done this yet. So Uriah comes home. David asks him, "Shalom Aleichem, how's everything going? How's Yoav? How's the nation? And how's the melchama? Pasach chas." Vayomer David. Oh, I should pause now so you could translate. Vayomer David. I don't hear you. Good morning, girls. Are you awake? Oh, well, I guess I'll have to translate it myself. This is very sad. Not enjoying. But I'm enjoying because I'm teaching you and I love teaching you. But I wish I was in our classroom. Okay, take two. It's very weird talking to yourself. I hope I'm entertaining you a little bit. I guess I'm entertaining myself. It's a good thing none of my children are listening because they'll probably die of embarrassment. All right. Just kidding. Chas v'shalom, not really die. You know, chas v'shalom. We only want everyone to stay happy and healthy and healthy and well and wash your hands. Okay. Take 300 or whatever I'm up to. Pasach ches. Vayomer David l'Uriah. And David said to Uriah, Rei leveischa, go down to your house. V'rech atz reglecha, and wash your feet. V'yitzei Uriah, and Uriah went out. Mibes hamelch, from the house of the king. V'tetei acharav masa samelach, and food from the king went out after him. And I do remember discussing this. Imagine Bathsheba is not expecting Uriah to come home. She didn't have a nice supper waiting for him. So David HaMelech, v'tetei acharav masa samelach, the food from the king went out after him. David HaMelech asked the royal chefs to prepare supper, and they sent supper with Uriah to go home so he could have a nice dinner with Bathsheba. At least David thought he was going to go home. Pasuk Tes, Vayishkav Uriah, and Uriah laid down, Pesach Beis HaMelech, at the opening of the house of the king, as Kol Avdei Adonav, with all of the servants of his master, Velo Yarad El Beso. And he did not go down to his house. David HaMelech told Uriah, he told him to go home. And he spent the night in the servants' quarters. He spent the night with the servants. He did not go home. And the pasuk says, "Velo yarad el beso." He did not go down to his house. The king tells you to do something. You know, there's an expression, the king says, jump. You don't just do it. You say, how high should I jump? Lo yarad el beso. He did not go down to his house. Unbelievable. He didn't listen to the king. Pasuk Yod. Close the door. Interruption by a child. She opened the door. Close the door all the way. Thank you. Okay. I had to tell a kid to go to bed. Vayagidu leDavid, and it was told to David. Lemor saying, Lo yirad or yalbe. So the next day, David's servants come to him. They are reporting the news. Vayagidu leDavid, and they told to David. Lemor saying, Lo yirad or yalbe. So Uriah did not go down to his house. The servants were shocked. Why was Uriah, this general, a great fighter, a great warrior, not at home? Why is he sleeping by the servants' quarters? Vayomer David to Uriah, and David called to Uriah, Halomi derech ataba. Halomi derech ataba means, haven't you come from a long way? Hello, is it not miderech, from the way ataba you came, meaning haven't you come from a long way? Madua, why? Lo yiradata al beisecha. Why did you not go down to your house? We said you're coming from camp. You're so excited to go home and be in your house and be with your family again. Uriah, David says, Uriah, why didn't you go home to his house? Why didn't you go home to your house? I told you to go home. Why didn't you go home? You didn't listen. Mefarshim actually asked a question of Vayagidu leDavid, and they told to David. Some Mefarshim say actually it was like the news briefing, the news report that David got every single morning from his men. You could write in your notes, Vayigidu leDavid, and one, he was just getting the news report, the daily news report from the men. They were telling him. Other Mefarshim say, actually, there were people that were concerned. And they came to David and they said, David, last night something very weird happened. Uriah, we know, has been at war for the last, probably by 4 months by now. He came and he slept in the servants' quarters with us. We know he's married to Bathsheba, or was married to Bathsheba, and went out to war. Why didn't he go home? If there's something going on between him and Bathsheba, like, can you do something about it? And the servants came concerned. They came concerned to David, like, do something. This isn't right. Someone hasn't been seen his wife in over 4 months now. Why did he not go home? Why is he there with the servants? So they came to David really as concerned. So some of our sons say, Vayigidu leDavid, they were just informing David. It was just, you know, regular daily news update. Or if Vayigidu leDavid, they really were concerned. Why didn't he go home? And David asks him, Hamlo miderech ataba, didn't you come from a long way? Madua lo yiradata al beisecha, why did you not go down to your house? Pasuk Yud Aleph is a very, very interesting question. Is the answer that Uriah is going to give to David's question. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayomer Uriah. And Uriah said, El David, to David, Ha'aron v'Yisrael v'Yehuda. Says the Aaron, Yisrael and Yehuda, Yoshvim basukos, are sitting in sukkahs, right, tents. Va'adoni Yoav. Va'adoni Yoav. What does he say, Va'adoni Yoav? My master Yoav? Va'avde Adoni? And the servants of my master? He's talking to David. He's saying, Adoni Yoav, Avde, Adoni, Apnei Asadachonim, at the face of the field camping, Vani Avo Beisi, and I should go to my house, Lachol, to eat, Lashtos, and to drink, Vilashkavim Yishi, and to live with my wife. Chayacha v'chay navshacha. That's a lashon of shvua, a lashon of swearing. Chayacha, by your life, David, v'chay navshacha, and by the soul of your life, if I will do this thing. I need to read this pasuk again because I cannot see your faces. I cannot see your faces if you're like shocked. What in the world did Uriah say to David? He's swearing to David. He's swearing by David's life. He's calling Yoav his master in front of David. What kind of guy is this? What is he doing? Girls, he's being what? Duh, I can't hear you. Right, I'm sure you all said he is being Mori B'machas, Uriah. Oh, I need a board. I need to show you the notes. Maybe if I was high tech enough, I would have made a PowerPoint, but I didn't. So Vayomer Urien Uria said El David to David, Ha'aron V'yestol V'Yehuda, Aaron Yeson Yehuda, Yoshim Besukos are living in tents. Va'Adoni Yoav and my master Yoav, Avdi Adoni and the servants of my master Apan Esad Achonim are camping by the in the field. Apan Esad on the face of the field. Chonim, they're camping. V'Nei Avo Abaisi and I should go to my house. Lacholti V'Lishtos and to drink. V'Lishkavim Ishi and to live with my wife. Chayacha, I swear by your life. V'Chay Nafshacha, by the soul of your life. Im Eses Adavarza, if I will do this thing. Basically, in this pasuk, Uriah completely and totally makes himself Morid B'Malchus. He's rebelling against David. When you are talking to the king, there is nobody in the world that's the king, obviously, except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, except for Hashem, except for David. And he calls Yoav his master, and he says he swears by David's life. You don't swear by the king's life. You can't swear by David's life in front of him. Mefarshim say that Uriah did four things wrong. And the question you can write down in your notes is, what are the four things that Uriah did wrong that made him Morid B'Malchus? Number one, Lo Yirad El Beiso. He did not go down to his house. Number two, Adoni Yoav, Va'avdi Adoni. He said Yoav was his master in front of the king. Number three, Chayacha V'Chay Nafshacha, I swear by your life and by the soul of your life. He swears by David in front of, Uriah swears by David's life. You don't swear by the king. And number four, obviously, is not as strong as the first three that we said. But the fourth thing, can anyone guess, is that he didn't take the food of the king. Obviously, that by itself would not have made him a Morid B'Malchus. But the king sends you food. You take it. You don't leave it. You don't say goodbye. You take it. David HaMelech is not willing to stop yet from getting Uriah to admit that he's publicly getting divorced with Bathsheba. He's not willing to stop yet. He's going to try one more trick up his, not a trick, but one more thing. And hope that Uriah would go home and either go home and cover up his mistake or just admit that he's not getting married to Bathsheba anymore. Look how possibly good these girls. Vayomer David et Uriah, and David said to Uriah, Shebezeh gam hayom, stay here also today, umachar eshlechacha, and tomorrow I will send you. Vayeshev Uriah b'Yerushalayim, and Uriah stayed in Yerushalayim, vayomahu, on that day, umacharas, and the next day. So David said to Uriah, you know what, you traveled for a long time, you don't need to go back to the war yet, you can stay here one more day, stay here one more day, I'll read Pasuk Yudbeis one more time, Vayomer David el Uriah, and David said to Uriah, Shev bezeh gam hayom, stay here also today, umachar and tomorrow ashlachacha, I will send you. Vayeshev Uriah and Uriah sat, b'Yerushalayim and Yerushalayim, b'yomahu on that day, b'macharas the next day. David realized again, and the next day, he didn't go, that day, he didn't go home. He didn't admit he didn't go home. He didn't do anything. David HaMelech was starting to get a tad bit on the nervous side because he does have the situation in his hands. And he tries one more thing. This is relevant to what was just was last week was Purim. Sometimes I teach us right before Purim. Sometimes I teach us right after Purim. And I don't know if any of you were by Susa's on Purim and you saw people get drunk. Many times when somebody's drunk, different secrets come out or different things that they think about come out. If you see someone learning Torah, they learn Torah all the time. They're always talking Torah. You see sometimes people, you see they're not so emotional. And then on Purim, they start crying. They're, you know, some they're hilarious to see sometimes these drunk people. So David HaMelech thinks, what if I get him drunk? If I get him drunk, maybe there's a chance he'll express his true feelings, that he really doesn't have feelings left for Bathsheba anymore. He really isn't planning on getting remarried to her anymore. Or he really just will stumble home because he's drunk and you don't think totally coherently when you're drunk. Not that I'm talking from experience, just, you know, what you see. Plus a good gimel, Vayikra lo David, and David called to him. Vayichal lefanav, and he ate in front of him. Vayishen, he drank. Vayasha krehu, and he made him drunk. David made Uriah drunk. Vayitzei be'erev, and he went out in the evening. Lishkav b'mishkavo, to lay down in his bed. Im avdei Adonav, with the servants of his master. Ve'el beiso lo yarad, and to his house he did not go. Again, David tried. He tried to get him drunk. Uriah still would not go home. He wouldn't go home. Look, and you'd give him one more time. V'yikrelo David, and David called him. V'yuchal afanav, and he ate in front of him. V'yishen, he drank. V'yishakreyu, and he made him drunk. Vayetze ba'erev, and he went out in the evening, l'shkav v'mishkavu, to lie down in his bed. This is Uriah. Im avdei Adonav, with the servants of his master, ve'el beiso lo yarad, and to his house he did not go. After this inyan, after this pasuk, Uriah has successfully gotten himself into very big trouble, and he is now completely and totally, I'm sure you're saying it with me, as a morid b'machos. He is completely morid b'machos right now, and if someone is morid b'machos, what is he chayav? And I still can't hear you, but he is definitely, you're right, he is chayav misa. And Davin knows, obviously, he can't bring him to trial because that would look really, really bad if the king brings someone to trial whose wife he recently married. So Davin is going to try something else. And I'm not going to tell you what that is right now. You will have to stay tuned for the next episode of Learning Navi at Home. And the next episode will be Amr Sashem for you tomorrow. And we will continue where we left off with Pasuk Yedaled and what happens actually when David does send Uriah to war. And please stay tuned. I hope that you enjoy this. I will accept any questions or feedback. I know you can ask me any questions. You could text me. You could call me. You can email me. We are around. And we will be in touch. I hope that you enjoyed learning and Amr Tz Hashem, we should be back in school very soon, and I can see each and every one of your beautiful faces, and I won't have to be talking into my phone and hoping that this works. I miss you all. Take care and wash your hands and stay healthy.